And a hearty hound dog howdy to you.
Can I say one thing before we get started?
Please.
And I wanted to say it with you because, you know, I'm a nice guy. You know that.
I mean, you're a prince.
I'm an ass, but I'm a nice guy.
You're a prince. You
know? But I got to say something that's been on my chest for a while now, and that's driving into work. If you're driving now and you have a phone to your ear, holding a phone to your ear, you look stupid, all right? I just thought I'd get that off my chest.
See,
and I'm telling you.
Under my administration, everybody will have one, just one, surface-to-surface missile mounted in the car. And when you see someone like that, you are allowed to make the car explode and turn them into a fine pink mist.
And Wiggy, don't get me wrong. I talk on the phone in the car. I got the Bluetooth, you know, through the radio.
Well, I was going to say something, but I figured you were going to see a dentist.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to go see a dentist. No, but so when you're driving, you got both hands on the wheel, and the controls run on the, and most cars have that. A lot of cars have that. But I'm telling you, I love that thing. It could wait. It can wait, especially texting.
Really? I mean, is it the president calling you for the launch codes? I don't think so.
And did you see that they're gonna be having a text stops, which is actually not a bad idea. You know, you pull off to the side of the road, like a little parking lot where you can sit there and text to your heart's content.
That's stupid.
What?
Who the hell needs to get hold of you that
well,
bad?
Well, I'm just saying,
who needs to get hold of you that bad?
All I'm saying is just that the way it is nowadays with the social media and want to be connected, they're going to do it anyhow.
Fine.
So why not try to make it safe? That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's a good idea. Why not?
Okay. Do you know what word, what three-letter word in the English language will give you an immediate reaction?
Buy?
Run.
Run.
All right.
Wise advice from the Wigmaster.
Let's do this.
You want to do this thing?
Let's do this.
All right, let's get right to it. 99.1 PLR, the Wigmaster.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Well, here we are, the final Friday of September. The next time we meet, the leaves will be starting to turn, and there'll be little colors dancing before our eyes. Of course, we could do that this weekend, too, depending on what we do. This week, I went to Facebook to see just what is pissing people off, and it's sort of a toss-up between things that we have no control over and things that we have no control over, like the government. There's not a whole lot we can do there because we keep electing the same people who do the same things, and we're surprised by it. They are fighting Obamacare. Of course, Ted Cruz is doing his thing to make sure that he gets noticed. That's the only issue in his mind, is being sure that he's noticed. I don't think there's a solitary cell in the man who's looking out for the good of the country. That's the problem with so many of the right-wing people for me, is the minute they say that, you know, the earth is just 6,000 years old, I can't talk to them anymore because I know they're not smart enough to get what the real problems are. They say there's no science. Other things people were talking about is the fact that there's no respect anymore. People cutting you off in traffic and people acting like idiots in the stores. Well, you know, part of that, I think, is due to the Facebook and the tweeting thing. Because you can say anything you want on the Twitter or on the Facebook, and you don't have to have the balls to say it to someone's face. And then, of course, there's the self-respect thing. Twerking. What the hell is twerking? I see young gals twerking all the time. And know what twerking is? It's a made-up name for acting like a whore, but you're not even getting paid for it. So what's the sense in that? A lot of people pissed off about shooting a moose. You know what? I wasn't there. Yes, it would probably have been good to try and save the moose, but you weren't there. You don't know what was going on. The people in charge decided that the moose had to go, and so the moose went. And 500 pounds of meat got to some people who needed it. Every time you turn around, there's something going to piss you off. That's just the way it is. You know why you get pissed off? Because it's not the way you want it to be or the way you think it ought to be. Nobody wants to deal with what is. And then let's talk about greed. Back in the day, you got yourself a job and you made money for the man, and the man helped take care of you and supplied health care. What's going on now? Oh, they're cutting the hours so that they are not full-time employees, and therefore you don't have to offer them health care. Sleazy bastards. If your company is doing that, you know that you are working for the spawn of Satan. And they've got you by the short hairs because there ain't no jobs to get. All we can do, basically, is just enjoy the 2 days off we have. if you get those 2 days off, because more and more people are not getting their 2 days off because they've got to work another job. It sucks. It's not right. And we definitely need to do something about it. And we'll talk about that in the weeks to come. Right now, it's Friday. There's nothing you can do about anything that went on this week. So get to pigging out and porking out and freaking out. Because if you got the time off, enjoy it. Spend it with family and friends. Or friends and family. Just do something fun. Because summer's over. Fall is here. If you didn't have fun during the summer, by God, you best be having some fun in the fall. Because the year is almost over. Big out, pork out, freak out for this weekend is now in session. And next time we get together, it'll be October. So you've gotta. Wig out.